Those heavy boxes of emails may have reporters in a "be careful what you wish for" state of mind. NPR's David Folkenflik says many leading news organizations are eager for help going through them from you.
That's a lot of emails to wade through. Jim Roberts is assistant managing editor for news at the New York Times, and he says, bear with us, folks.
I can't begin to imagine how difficult it will be, and it's very possible that we will report things this afternoon that are potentially less important than things we will find tomorrow.
The Times has three reporters in Juneau who are pouring through the records, and the documents are being posted as quickly as possible. But it's also asking readers to send tips pointing to noteworthy emails. The Washington Post and a consortium of the liberal magazine Mother Jones, MSNBC.com, and ProPublica have launched similar initiatives.
There's been a certain amount of criticism that we and other news organizations have heard about, you know, is this a smear Sarah effort? We're just looking to see whether the simple fact of having more eyeballs on these documents will help us learn things about them.
But that's not forestalling the criticism. Fox News host Greta Van Susteren, whose husband has been a Palin advisor, asked readers of her blog whether major news outlets were performing a public service or a colonoscopy. And here's a few choice comments from the Times' readers on its article appealing for help, as read by the NPR players.
I don't remember the New York Times asking the public to go through then-Senator Obama's emails to find newsworthy materials.
Don't you folks get paid to do this work yourself?
Why didn't you invite people to help read the health care bill before it took effect, so we could know what was in it?
Actually, congressional records, such as Barack Obama's Senate emails, are not subject to Freedom of Information requests. In Palin's case, it is a fishing expedition, but it's also an irresistible lure. She inspires strong reaction, good or bad. She's weighing a run for president. She was embroiled in controversy while governor, and she hails from a state with sturdy public records laws. David Korn of Mother Jones was the first to file a comprehensive request for her records.
So what we have here is, like during the Gold Rush days, 16 or so news organizations all running to the same creek, panning furiously.
Crowdsourcing efforts to scrutinize records aren't all that new. Readers of the British newspaper The Guardian helped the paper find financial abuses by members of parliament there. But such successes are rare, and the technique itself is infrequently attempted. Jay Rosen is a New York University journalism professor. Rosen has encouraged news organizations to incorporate the expertise of their audience, but he gives the media mixed marks.
Part of the reason for that is we don't really have a close collaboration between investigative reporters who really know how to work with documents and users who could help with some of the labor. And we don't have a lot of imaginative ideas for it either.
Sarah Palin says the press is just seeking messages to pull out of context. But editors at the Times say it's nothing of the sort. They say if this experiment works, they'll try it more often in the future on candidates from both parties. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.